Summer is almost here, and that makes me smile. I love the longer days, the outside activities, and hopefully soon, the warmer weather. Speaking of smiling, I had the pleasure of attending a 4-day, 16-hour Dale Carnegie class. We learned the 9 Dale Carnegie principles from How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale's best-selling book written in 1936. The principles are all about becoming a friendlier person, and principle number 5 is smile. Isn't that interesting that such a simple act is one of the most successful businessmen's 9 principles? Think of how it makes you feel when someone smiles at you. It's an instant mood lifter. The other principles are all as practical and powerful. They are 1. Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. 2. Give honest, sincere appreciation. 3. Arouse in the other person an eager want. 4. Become genuinely interested in other people. 5. Smile. 6. Remember that a person's name is to that person the sweetest and most important sound in any language. 7. Be a good listener. Encourage others to talk about themselves. 8. Talk in terms of the other person's interests. And 9. Make the other person feel important and do it sincerely. I thought since many of these principles are also good etiquette that I would talk about a few of them in more depth. Dale Carnegie's 7th principle is, be a good listener. Encourage others to talk about themselves. My dear friend Lisa is a pro at this. Interestingly enough, she read How to Win Friends and Influence People. She shared that it helped her immensely in her personal relationships. What makes Lisa so adept at listening and getting others to talk? Lisa pays attention and is truly interested in what people have to say. She asks good questions to get people to share what's happening in their lives, and she remembers just about everything they share. The next time she talks to someone, she asks how such and so event went or how that recipe turned out. As you can imagine, people feel important and special to Lisa, and consequently, she has a large circle of friends. Lisa is my inspiration, and I aspire to live this principle as well as she does. If you struggle to be a great listener, try thinking of questions you can ask someone before you talk next. It can be as simple as asking what someone is cooking for dinner, a famous Lisa question. With a little enthusiasm, anything that gets someone to talk about themselves is a good question. Remember, we have 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. The 6th Dale Carnegie principle for becoming a friendlier person is to remember and use a person's name. Many people struggle with remembering names. I used to too, but because I'm working at it, I'm getting much better. There are several tricks to help you remember names. You have to repeat the name 3 times in your head as soon as you meet someone. If you don't, you'll lose it in the bustle of an introduction. Say the person's name in conversation with them. Associate the person with a character or famous person. You could think of Betty White when introduced to someone named Betty who has white hair. Assign a characteristic with the person. I have a very friendly, outgoing neighbor named Amy, so I think of amiable when I see her, and it reminds me of her name. Create a rhyme for the person's name, like Marty Party, Hot Scott. You get the idea. See the person's name in print. Look at their name tag or their business card. Lastly, tell yourself you are good at remembering names. Positive reinforcement will help it become truth. I used to always say to myself, I'm bad at remembering names, so I wouldn't make an effort to try to be better at remembering names. I sort of let myself off the hook. But now I say, I'm good at remembering names, and that really helps. You have to want to remember names to be good at it. It takes work, but I guarantee the payoff is great. I feel so much better when I can remember someone's name, and I know it makes the other person feel important. I encourage you to pick one of these principles and work on incorporating it into your life. It will make you a better person. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.